This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
A lot of webinars coming up at Storage Switzerland. George Crump with us to talk about these. George, we have things all the way from server-side flash to stopping performance sprawl, five keys to successful hybrid cloud strategy. And coming up today at noon central, avoiding the waste of a VDI-only storage solution. Boy, that one sounds rather deep. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, Charlie, this is a pretty big time for us. We've got, like you said, we've got five webinars scheduled that people can sign up for, and there's at least two or three more that are getting ready to stand up. So probably the big thing is that the great thing about our platform is you only have to sign up once and you can get to all of them. As far as this particular webinar that's going on today, it really dives into the problem with VDI, because what we're doing with virtual desktop infrastructure is we're taking the least expensive storage device, the laptop or desktop hard drive, and then centralizing it on a SAN, and all of a sudden becomes the most expensive device. And we're hoping to get operational gains out of that, but if the cost to get those operational gains is so high, then we might overshadow those operational gains.
Now, some of the things we'll talk about during the webinar, the challenges associated with deploying storage for VDI, what are some of those?
Well, you know, VDI is really an odd workload because in the morning, when everybody gets to the office, you have what's typically called a morning boot storm, B-O-O-T, or a login storm, meaning that's what everybody's powering on their systems, logging in the system. It's very, very read intensive. Then during the course of the day, most people are creating stuff, right? They're creating a Word document. They're creating a new PowerPoint presentation. They're creating a podcast like we're doing right now. All of that is very high write activity. And it doesn't sound like one laptop can create write activity. It should even, you know, break a sweat on a storage system. But again, we're multiplying this across thousands and thousands, potentially, of desktops. So it really can become a problem. And then as we kind of move toward the end of the day, we end up with a logout or a shutdown storm, so the exact opposite of the morning. And then somewhere in the mix of all that, we have patch updates and virus scans, which are sort of their own little breed of IO intensity. And so this complete mixture is unlike any other workload that we typically deal with, where it's sort of, you know, databases are always, you know, this random IO, typically read heavy. Server virtualization is also random IO, but typically very read heavy. VDI is very different.
So you have to come up with solutions to make all these work, and I guess you'll talk about that a lot in this noon webinar today.
What's interesting is that the vendor community, the IT manufacturers, if you will, have just flooded the market with a lot of different solutions. And some of them are sort of upgrades and retrofits to existing storage solutions. Some are brand new things that we've never seen before. And so what we're seeing happen, and this is really where the title of the webinar comes from, is that people are buying a storage system just to do virtual desktop infrastructure. And the problem with that is that that makes it even harder to cost justify the operational benefits we're hoping to get out of a VDI implementation. And so one of the things that we want to talk to people about is how we can design a system that not only can do VDI, but also can do other workloads in the environment. So a great example is, let's do VDI and server virtualization, and maybe even databases. And if we could do that and still maintain appropriate levels of performance so that nobody suffers, then the ability to cost justify the storage investment on the VDI project just became that much easier, because now you spread that cost, if you will, across the server virtualization infrastructure as well as the database infrastructure.
Now, when you were talking earlier, it sounded really scary about some of the things that you were saying. And I guess the webinar will help also put people's minds at ease is what VDI can do for you.
Well, that's a really good point. I think a lot of people look at VDI, and at first it sounds like a really good idea, and then you start to just dig a little bit, and you can get scared off of it pretty easy. And I think that given the right design and the right storage system, you can develop a very reliable and consistently performing virtual desktop infrastructure. And that's really the key, really in any area of IT success, but in particular VDI. It's the predictability of performance. It's if you can constantly get a B plus, you're fine. It's when you're getting A minuses all the time and then suddenly throw a C out there that everybody starts to panic. And so we can develop a VDI solution that can give you that level of consistent predictability that really will make you successful.
Now, George, it's not too late to sign up for the webinar, of course. Give us some details on how people can sign up for the event.
Sure. Just go to our website and then search for VDI. It'll probably be the first thing that comes up. You're looking for a webinar called Avoid the Waste of a VDI Storage Solution.
Now, if people are listening to this after the webinar, how do they get in to hear everything that y'all talked about?
The good thing about our platform is it instantly converts into an on-demand version, so you can come back later. You get full access to everything, so you can certainly listen to the webcast. You can download all the attachments. One thing I should mention is that there's a exclusive white paper. The only place you can get it is by signing up to this webinar that our colleague Eric Slack wrote called VDI Storage Should Do More Than Just VDI. And that'll be available as an attachment. You can start watching the webinar and download that paper right away. So sort of a two-for-one deal as far as your sign-up goes. You sign up for the webinar, you listen to it, and you can download this exclusive white paper. Can't get it anywhere else. And then probably a third benefit that I should mention again is that then you have access to our, what do we have, over 100 webinars up on the site now.
The webinars from Storage Switzerland, you can learn just about anything you need for your data center right there. So please join us at not only this webinar, but all the webinars we have at Storage Switzerland. For George Crump, I'm Charlie Hodges. Thanks for joining us on the Storage Podcast.
For more, go to StorageSwiss.com.